the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV. So it's person, woman, man, camera, TV. Okay, that's very good.
Down at the station, you were far away. Tears in your eyes, blue skies were gray. When you saw me, you turned away. Yeah, it's not today. See the cars go by, all down Broadway. People just standing in a dark doorway. The salesman is calling with a fare to pay. Yeah, it's not today. Today's this day, today it's plain to see. The message came to me. Today this ain't the place. Of dawn. Things will get better, bitter be gone. Right now it's time to walk away. Yeah, it's not today. Today just ain't the day, it's plain to see. The message came to me. Today this ain't the place you wanna be. The writing's on the wall, just behind the eight ball. Back tomorrow at the break of noon, things will get better and be gone soon. Right now it's time to walk away.
Kia ora koutou katoa, ko Phil Grey toko ingoa. Welcome to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I am Phil Grey. This is episode 441, your weekly hour of 60s Garage Rock, Garage Punk, Freak Beat and Psychedelia. Episode 441 brings you another selection of cool stuff out of the States, out of Italy, out of the Netherlands. We're going even further afield in this episode, so stay tuned over the next hour or so. A bunch of stuff in the vein of what we kicked off the show with. A band fronted by a guy called Mark Johnson. He had a debut album called Years for Vanguard Records when he was 19 years old, but before that, he was a member of The Gay Intruders. Originally recorded 1966, the track we had, It's Not Today, came from a 1967 recording session at Dick Charles Recording Services. So The Gay Intruders, It's Not Today. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Here's a track that originated in the Sam Phillips recording studio. It exists as a 7-inch 45 RPM acetate only. The band is called The Four. This track is 69.
I want you out of sight. Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to indoctrinate our children.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
Profanity, but we don't know how to serve God.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
You
Okay, three obscure 60s garage tracks. Picture and information about these first two bands up on our Instagram and our Facebook. Go there. Look for Retrospect 60s Garage. Give us your like or follow. The Four with 69 got the set underway. Then from October 1967, a band called The Brain Train released on Titan Records, 145 on Titan, before they moved to Elektra and changed their name to Clear Light. So out of Los Angeles, California, The Brain Train with Me. Then from Toledo, Ohio, Soul release from a band called The Mods. Now that is a band name used widely around the world, including right here in Hamilton, New Zealand. So The Mods out of Toledo, Ohio. I Give You an Inch and You Take a Mile. That's a track that's been remastered and reissued at least once. Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The accent is on you. Oh boy, this is the most. Woo!
No! Well, here's a band that formed in Montgomery Junior College, evolved from a band called The Wreckers. The band were looking for a vocalist, so one of the band called the British Embassy asking for someone who was British and could sing. The person at the embassy referred them to a girl who could sing, who in turn recommended a guy called Dave Ottley, a hairdresser. He'd been in the States for 2 years. Described in the press as being from Liverpool or London, he was actually from Glasgow, Scotland. So this band is called The Hangmen. This is the A-side of a 45 from November 1966. This is Dream Baby.
The Baroques, a local group now with a nationally released record, Iowa. It's on the Chess label that is available at your favorite record store right now. Hear and buy The Baroques. And this is an entirely different approach by The Baroques with Mary Jane.
Thank you. United States Supreme Court has described it as dirt for dirt's sake. We describe it as dirt for money's sake. Obscene literature is a $2 billion a year business. That's $2 billion.
You ever been lonely? You ever feel so blue? You ever want someone so much more than she wanted you? Have you ever cried yourself to sleep, not knowing which way you're gonna turn? Has your baby ever left you? You know what's gonna make your heart burn. Did you ever take a walk with a long, lonely night, me falling behind your tears? I wonder why love has left you, and why you must be alone for the rest of your years. We'll be right back.
Ken topped the set with Dream Baby. Then, American psychedelic band out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, formed 1966, transitioned from garage rock into psychedelic rock and aroused controversy with the track we had called Mary Jane. The band is called The Baroques. They were together till 1968, one studio album. Originally, they'd been formed as The Complete Unknowns. They had a guy called Wayne Will playing the drums, but he was drafted to fight in Vietnam. So when he was replaced with Jay Borkenhagen, the sound of the band changed. He was a multi-instrumentalist. He was central to them embracing psychedelia. So the track Mary Jane, released June 1967, banned on local radio stations, predictably, although there were no pro-drug references in that track. So the Baroques with Mary Jane. Then a band called The Wig on Black Knight Records, 1967, track written by Rusty Weir, The Wig with Crackin' Up. Read more about them on our Facebook and Instagram.
Big surge in New Zealand, so, you know, it's terrible. We don't want that.
Well, we had Los Rockets in last week's episode. They're back this week. Another track, Los Rockets out of Nicaragua. This one is called La Chola.
I'm Tony in Washington, Indiana, USA. I listen to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show because it's groovy, man.
Ah! camisa de fuerza marrón. Cama lo mosquito. Cabeza pato sin abrir. Pata romper e incendiar. Caramelo chocolate. Cuatro aviones y un camión. En un buque de carga. Tirando carbón. Destrozando paredes. Quiero volar, y me voy a comprar, la muñeca de trapo, oh, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Peru, better now than ever before.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Esta es la triste historia de un hombre sin gloria. Y solo yo recuerdo. Esta historia es verdad. Siempre pasa en la humanidad. A soldados conocer. Para poder comprender. En la tierra han matado a soldados desconocidos. Abran en sus corazones al soldado desconocido.
Set of 60s Latino Garage, starting with Los Rockets out of Nicaragua, La Chola, then defining Latino Garage Punk, Peru's Los Psychos with Camisa de Fuerza, and wrapping the set with Los Zignos out of Mexico. Very short career, but a very intense career. One of the biggest bands in Mexico, like Los Yaquis, they emerged in 1966 out of Coahuila, Los Zignos with El Soldado Desconocido. Of course, a cover of The Doors, The Unknown Soldier. We're getting even more obscure straight after this.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, I promised obscure garage. You can read more about this band on our Instagram and Facebook. They are called Raja, Andrew, and the Nawabs. on HMV Records, 1967, only release, this band from India. So from 1967 in India, this is called The Vagabond.
Gonna tell my troubles to the wind. Gonna tell my troubles to the wind. Let it blow, blow, blow away. Tell the world about the troubles I am in. Gonna cry my worries to the sun. Gonna cry my worries to the sun. Let it shine, shine, shine away. Let it shine upon the peace where I can run. The world has left me high and dry, left me all alone.
A runaway, unwanted, too poor to pay her way, too proud to go back. Tonight she'll have a new home in the school for unclaimed girls. School for unclaimed girls, the runaways, girls who are one step up from the gutter and one kiss away from jail. School for unclaimed girls, sisters of the streets who thought they had it made, only to find themselves used, abused, and abandoned. Now they were all together in a perfumed zoo for teenage she-cats.
Come here, you!
Get away from me!
See School for Unclaimed Girls, where a gal is graded on guts, gall, and how she plays the game. School for Unclaimed Girls, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent. School for Unclaimed Girls.
Thank you.
kau kasihku kau pergilah
Gray in retrospect, 60s garage punk show.
Garage at its best. Raja Andrews and the Nawabs top of the set with a Vagabond out of India. Then, from Singapore, and another cover of that retrospect favourite, Gloria. Singaporean band, Novel and the Rhythm Boys. On Olympic Records, 45 RPM, 7-inch EP released in Singapore. Novel, backed by the Rhythm Boys, another band that backed a bunch of people. Their interpretation of Gloria, titled Duster. Then wrapping the set, The Invaders,
super obscure band out of South Africa. Track called No Money, No Honey.
You destroyer, you killer, you get out, you break your power, you get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand, I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
Here's one out of the Netherlands off a compilation called Need a Beat 63 to 69 Dutch Nuggets. The band is called The Beat Buddies. Was released as a 45 in 1966 on Philips Records. The Beat Buddies with Pins in My Heart.
The psychiatric terms for these unnatural sex acts are unknown to most decent adults in our country. But through this salacious material, these abnormalities are corrupting the minds and the hearts of our children. Perversion for profit.
We'll be right back.
the super cool Trans World Punk Rave Up compilation out of Italy, Gli Uragani. It was released originally as a 7-inch 45 on Carriage Records, an Italian label, 1966 release. Titled Vuoi Arrivare Su. Not the first time we've played it on the show. Love that track. A cover of Your Body But Not Your Soul by Kubi and the Blizzards. Bringing us to the end of this week's Retrospect, episode 441. Please remember, about 50 back episodes available. You find it on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all good podcasting places carry Retrospect. You can subscribe. You can leave reviews at some of them too, particularly Apple Podcasts, and I appreciate that greatly. Going out with an instrumental on Vel Records, 1966, one of two 45s from this band called The Ithacas. This is the B-side of their 66 debut. This is Michael's Madness, and I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.